In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Well, hopefully you've clued in from all the readings and songs and prayers that today is Trinity Sunday, the day we remember, as the hymn puts it, God in three persons, Blessed Trinity. And you know, Trinity Sunday is a wonderful thing, but from my perspective as a preacher, it can be a bit of a nightmare. We have probably the most important doctrine of the church. It's about the very nature of God, and yet it's probably the hardest sermon subject ever. I mean, how can we put into words the unexplainable? How can we enter into the mystery of the Trinity through the limits of our reason and of words? Well, reason is a gift of God, and a good sermon will engage our hearts and imaginations as much as our minds and our intellect. But there are occasions when a sermon needs more than mere words can offer. And so today we are going to reflect together on a piece of art, an icon actually, that can help us engage Trinity Sunday in a meaningful way. Now, I'm trying this out with some trepidation because I am so not an artist. Some kids tried to get out of gym. Some kids hated math. For me, it was art class that made me shudder. But you know, anyone, even me, can appreciate art. My words will be, as I said, relatively few today, relatively compared to most Sundays, that is. But I pray that as we consider this piece, Andrei Rublev's The Hospitality of Abraham, we will find our souls blessed. St. Andrei Rublev painted The Hospitality of Abraham in 1411 for the abbot of the Trinity Monastery in Russia. Many in his time and culture were very confused by the doctrine of the Trinity, and others rejected it altogether. Rublev's Trinity offered them a lovely understanding of God as three in one, that went beyond trying to figure it out in our heads. I know you all can't see it in great detail right now, but as you come forward for communion or back from communion or even after the service, I hope you'll take a few minutes to look at it closely. So it's called The Hospitality of Abraham, and the title of the piece raises some questions at the start. If this is about Abraham, how is it about the Holy Trinity? Well, the title comes from a story in Genesis chapter 18, when we're told three mysterious visitors come to Abraham and Sarah. They are there to announce that Sarah will get pregnant in her old age and have her son Isaac. And during the visit, the writer of Genesis sometimes calls these three visitors men, sometimes simply says they. But at the key point in the story, amazingly, the writer refers to the three persons as the Lord. And so it's one of the early allusions to the Trinity in all of Scripture. And so this painting has come to depict not only Abraham and Sarah's hospitality to mysterious visitors, but very clearly the Holy Trinity. I said this is an icon, and an icon is more than a piece of art. There's nothing magical about icons, but they are meant for a special kind of contemplation, for prayer, really, as we look at it and listen to God speak to our hearts. I just want to highlight a few of the symbols that are in that painting. There's been hundreds of paintings written on it. How many of you have seen this before, this icon? Just a few of you, okay. I'm going to highlight a few of the symbols in there, just so you have some starting points. But the point is for you to look at it and see how God speaks to you and what you see in the image. So the figure on the left is God the Father. The figure in the middle is Jesus, God the Son. And the figure on the right is God the Holy Spirit. They are pictured in the icon as equals, sitting in fellowship around a table. I know it looks like Jesus is higher, but it's just kind of the optics of the way sitting around a table works. They're depicted equally. And as you look closely, you see that each of them carries a staff in their hand, a symbol of divine power. The staff is very, very skinny in the picture, but it is there in all three hands. We also see the equality in their position of their heads. notice that they are all lowered in deference to one another, the Father to both the Son and Spirit, and the Son and Spirit to the Father. Now, there's some controversy, apparently, about whether the Father's head is actually lowered or not. I can kind of see it both ways. But even if the Father's head is not lowered, his gaze is clearly towards the Son and the Spirit. And the positioning around a table is a posture of relationship, not of hierarchy. The colors in the icon are significant, too. The Father is clothed in blue and gold, symbols of kingly rule and creation. The Son is clothed also in that same blue, but also with a darker color, perhaps a purple or a green or a brown. And the idea is that the colors he wears unite heaven and earth. And the Spirit, again also wearing that blue, they all have the same blue tunic on, is covered in a cloak of green, symbolizing life and regeneration. The cup in the middle is filled with the meal Abraham, well, let's face it, Sarah, prepared for the guests. It's very small, but it's actually a slaughtered calf. The fact that the cup looks like a chalice is not an accident, as we see many echoes of altar and communion and fellowship at what is literally, in this case, the Lord's table. And finally, notice that there is a space at the front of this table. God is complete in himself, and nothing and no one is equal to God. But the space at the front of the table is for you and for me, reminding us that we too are invited into relationship with God, that we too are welcome to sit at table with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Henry Nouwen, the beloved Catholic priest and author of more than 40 books on different aspects of spirituality, he wrote this about Rublev's icon. He wrote, "The more we look at this holy image with the eyes of faith, the more we come to realize that it is painted not as a lovely decoration, nor even as a helpful explanation of a difficult doctrine, but rather as a holy place to enter and stay within. As we place ourselves in front of the icon in prayer, we come to experience a gentle invitation to participate in the intimate conversation that is taking place among the three divine figures and to join them around the table." And so again, I invite you, either during communion or after the service, to take a few minutes to look at this icon and to allow God to speak to your heart. See what you can find in it and talk about it together. Trinity Sunday, we are reminded we worship one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we pray that God will grant us the grace and the faith and the humility to receive this admittedly difficult doctrine and to see with the eyes of faith. Amen.